Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
And I'm Matt. Welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com. We're here again with another Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson Number 16.
Okay, so what are we learning today?
Well, in this lesson, you will learn how to order more beverages for your boyfriend or girlfriend, or anybody else for that matter. And this is between two good-looking strangers.
They're speaking casual Cantonese, as always.
All right, Nicole, let's introduce our listeners to today's dialogue.
Hi, 靚女。
點啊，靚仔？
得唔得閒飲杯咖啡？
好啊。
One more time, a bit slower.
Hi, 靚女。
點啊，靚仔？
得唔得閒飲杯咖啡？
好啊。
And now, with the English translation.
Hi, 靚女。
Hey, pretty girl.
點啊，靚仔。
What's up, pretty guy?
得唔得閒飲杯咖啡？
Do you have time? Let's have a cup of coffee.
好啊。
Sounds good. Our guy finally managed to get the girl to agree to a date. He must know how to play that dice drinking game.
I bet he is. He must be really good at the game.
Yeah, she must have had one too many to drink last night, so she finally agreed to go out with him today.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a look at today's vocabulary, Nicole.
And now, the vocab section.
Cafe.
Coffee.
Cafe. Cafe. 男朋友.
Boyfriend.
男朋友男朋友女朋友
Girlfriend
女朋友女朋友茶
Tea
茶茶红酒
Red wine
红酒红酒白酒
White wine
白酒白酒去
To go
去去来
To come.
来来
All right, Nicole, let's go over the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
Okay, the first phrase is 咖啡
Coffee.
咖啡
This one's pretty easy. It's coffee.
Yep, 一杯咖啡
A cup of coffee.
我要一杯咖啡
I want a cup of coffee.
我鍾意咖啡。
I like coffee.
我鍾意飲咖啡。
I like drinking coffee, but what Cantonese people truly like is tea.
Yeah, 茶。
Tea.
茶。
Like in the word we learned for Cantonese brunch, as well as for drinking tea.
飲茶。
To drink tea, or to have Cantonese brunch.
飲茶。
So Nicole, do you like drinking tea?
鍾意啊, because...我鍾意點心。
Ah, so you like drinking tea, but that's because they serve all kinds of dim sum at a Cantonese brunch.
Exactly. 我好鍾意食點心。
We know you love eating chicken feet, Nicole. You don't need to remind the listeners.
Well, not just that, but also 蝦餃、燒賣。
Oh, yes, the famous shrimp dumplings. They are very delicious.
Hey, speaking of tea, we have to mention 功夫茶。
Ah, kung fu tea. That's where they use kung fu to make the tea, right?
Kung fu cha. Maybe. The so-called kung fu cha. It's not really about kung fu.
So what kung fu tea really is all about is that it's a highly ritualized tea service.
I would say so. And another kind of important drink is, of course, 酒.
Ah, yes, alcohol.
酒.
This is familiar. We've learned this word before when we use the word beer.
Yeah, 啤酒.
The first sound is the kind of alcohol, which in this case is beer.
啤.
And the second sound means alcohol in general.
Yeah, 酒.
Now, what about wine?
It's also 酒.
Okay, what about white wine?
白酒.
Which is literally white alcohol.
Yeah, 白酒.
What if we want to say red wine?
红酒.
Red wine.
红酒. And you can order 一杯红酒.
That would be a glass of red wine.
Or 一支白酒.
We changed the measure word, so this is a bottle of white wine.
Exactly. 他们喜欢喝酒.
This is, they like drinking alcohol. Then again, who doesn't?
You can order drinks for someone else. Remember the word 帮?
This word is the word to help.
Right. 帮他要一支红酒.
Now, this is a little interesting. If we literally translate it, it means help him to want a bottle of red wine.
Yeah, it sounds funny when you really translate it. 帮他要一支红酒.
But what you're really saying is that you're going to help order a bottle of red wine for him.
That's right. And you can replace the person 他, and you can replace the noun 红酒 with something else. For example, you can say 我帮你要一杯白酒.
Okay, so that's I'll order a glass of white wine for you. So you kept the same sentence structure, you just replaced a few of the words.
Exactly. Or you can say 麻烦帮我要一个披萨.
This is, please order a pizza for me. Now that is really useful.
是啊, that means yes.
Now today we've learned different names of beverages in Cantonese, such as coffee,
咖啡,
tea,
茶,
alcohol,
酒,
white wine,
白酒,
red wine,
红酒,
and we've learned ways to order for you and for your friends.
That's right. But before we move on to our grammar session, we need to learn another important word, 去,
which means to go.
去.
To go. Today's grammar will be all about this word.
Yep, I think we're ready. Let's get to it.
It's grammar time.
The focus of today's grammar is to do something.
去 do something or go do something.
It's very common in English to use this structure, as it is in Cantonese.
That's right. We say in Cantonese, 去 做 something.
Go do something. Mm-hmm. It's simple because you don't need to conjugate the verbs. Just say the verb to go.
去.
Then you add another verb phrase. Say to drink something.
去饮嘢.
To go drink something.
去饮嘢. And you can replace the 饮嘢 with any other activities you want, like our top 5 dating things.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's practice this to go structure with our top 5 things you'll do on a date.
Okay, I'll say the Cantonese first, and I want you listeners to repeat after me and think about what it means before Matt gives out the English translation.
All right, good idea. Let's go to it, Nicole.
去食饭.
To go eating.
去行街.
To go shopping.
去买嘢.
Also, to go shopping.
去看戏.
To go watch a movie.
去饮嘢.
To go drinking.
去饮酒.
To go drinking alcohol, specifically.
去饮咖啡.
To go to have a coffee.
去兜风.
To go for a joyride.
Last but not least, 去饮茶.
This is to go drink tea or have Cantonese brunch. But that's not on our dating list, is it?
Maybe for some.
Okay, so just tack whatever verb phrase you want onto
去.
And it's that simple.
Right. 去学广东话 to go learn Cantonese.
Now, if you want to make complete sentences with this phrase, it's going to be just as easy.
Right. It follows the same subject-verb pattern.
And we're going to teach 4 different types of sentences that you can say with this phrase.
First, you can make it a statement. 佢哋去兜风。
They're going joyriding.
我哋去买嘢。
We are going shopping.
Or you can make it a question by raising the tone. 你去行街?
Are you going shopping or did you go shopping?
你去睇戏?
Are you going to the cinema?
Another way of making it a question is to add a low pitch to the end. 你去行街啊?
Are you going shopping? Remember, it's a low soft if it's a question.
你去睇戏啊?
Are you going to the movie?
Or if you want to make it a suggestion, simply add 一齊.
Together.
Or 不如.
How about?
Before the 去 phrase.
Let's hear some more examples, Nicole.
一齊去學廣東話.
Let's go learn Cantonese. That's a great suggestion. Listen carefully to how Nicole says the high-pitched at the end of the sentence.
一齊去食飯啊?
Let's go eat. If it's a suggestion, you want to say the ah with a higher pitch.
That's right, to make it sound exciting. 一齊去飲茶?
Drinking tea. That makes it sound temptingly fun now.
Yeah, 不如去兜風啊?
How about we go for a joyride?
不如去飲啤酒?
How about we go drink a beer?
不如一齊去食點心啊?
How about we go eat dim sum together? Now, there's one last type of sentence that we want to tell our listeners about.
Yep, a request or an order. You can say, 我要去食飯.
I need to go eating. Now, this is your favorite sentence, Nicole.
No, that's not. My favorite sentence is, 我要去買嘢.
You're right. I need to go shopping.
我要去飲酒.
I need to go drinking.
That's your favorite, Matt. Or you hear your boss say, 你要去做嘢.
You need to go to work.
Or, 我哋要學广东话。
We need to learn Cantonese.
Who doesn't?
Okay, to sum up, today we've learned different drinks and the to-go phrase, and we've practiced it in four types of sentences.
That's right, keep practicing and you get better and better.
Well, that just about does it for our lesson today. But before we go, we want to tell you about a way to improve your pronunciation drastically.
The voice recording tool.
Yes, the omnipotent voice recording tool located in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your voice with a click of a button.
And then play it back just as easily.
So you record your voice and then listen to it.
Compare it to the native speakers.
And adjust your pronunciation.
This will help you to improve your pronunciation fast.
That's our lesson for today.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Hi, 靚女。
點啊，靚仔。
得唔得閒飲杯咖啡？
好啊。